and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. On January 2nd, 2011, I spoke at New Hope Windward Church at the invitation of Pastor Dave Barr. The title of my message was Reposition Yourself for God's Blessings. It was a weekend where many lives were touched by God's love and hope, especially at the start of a new year. At the same time, I've found that this message has been used by the Lord to bring renewal to people at any time, regardless what time of the year it is, because people go through things throughout the year. And this message has been a boost from the Lord to them, for them. As usual, we pause just for a moment to remind you, though, the real purpose, the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is to bring you to the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would experience a personal relationship with Jesus. And I can't think of a better moment than now, right where you are in your life, for you to come just as you are and open yourself, open your heart to the Lord and surrender yourself and your situation to God. And God can help you and lift you and strengthen you in ways that you could not have even imagined. Perhaps you need that boost today. Like water for a thirsty soul is good news from a distant land. Pastor Dave Barr introduces me by showing a video. It's a video that was featured on the 700 Club years ago, introduced by Pat Robertson. It includes actual footage of my fall. The video and message can also be seen at DannyYamashiro.org. And all you need to do is click the Experience Danny's Teaching link there on that website, DannyYamashiro.org. Well, here's Pastor Dave Barr, Senior Pastor of New Hope Windward, and my message, Reposition Yourself for God's Blessings.
And before Danny comes out, you're going to get to hear about how he's a miracle and how God led him into God's plan for Danny's life. Danny fell off the pulley, and the video will explain it much better than I can. But this guy, it's amazing that he's alive once you hear his story. And we have a video that was done years ago, but it really captures the essence of how God can bring good out of the bad in your life and my life, and how God can work all things for good, and how God has a plan, a destiny, a kazon for our life. So take a look at this video.
Adventure, we've got a big one for you. Danny Yamashiro was raised in a Christian home, was basically a good kid, but as a teenager, his life began to take a reckless turn, one that would forever change his future. Reporter Mike Rasnick shares his gripping experience.
It is one of the most compelling sights in Hawaii, the Pali Lookout over Windward Oahu. There's a strange feeling from that stiff ocean wind that leans on you with heaviness. Yet a young Danny Yamashiro found comfort in the solitude of these cliffs. He accepted Christ when he was 8, reared in a Christian home, attended the best schools. But Danny was an athlete whose identity was wrapped up in football.
The choice that I made was to really live for myself and ask God to bless me, sort of making a deal with God to say, hey, you bless me and I'll give you some of the glory.
But a couple of knee injuries ended the dream of college football for Danny. The Pali was his place to escape the thoughts of what might have been. December 22nd, 1985, Danny and 16-year-old girlfriend Stacy Louie climbed almost to the top of this mountain. Just before dark, Stacy fell.
She apparently grabbed onto one of the roots or rocks that I had already loosened, and she fell 20 feet below me.
She landed at the base of a tree. Uninjured but unable to move, she begged Danny to go for help.
I thought, there's no way I'm going to leave this girl here by herself. I'm more of a gentleman than that, to leave her here by herself. Besides, if I go over and get help, the television cameras are going to come, the police are going to come to show this rescue, and we have no business being up here in the first place. So I'm going to go down and try to rescue her.
That's when Danny slipped and fell. Head first, straight down, 300 feet.
Now, on my way down, I must have hit my head against a rock at least once, because it tore my scalp off. It was shredded like a banana peel, just hanging on the sides. And I had numerous skull fractures. And on my way down, you know, obviously after that first 300-foot fall, my organs were smashed.
This is where you landed, huh?
Well, this is where I landed after I had fallen 300 feet. And I had landed right here in this ginger patch.
Somehow, Stacy managed to free herself and climb down the mountain. A Christian youth group went up to the lookout that night to pray, and they heard Stacy's cry for help.
And they didn't panic. They did the right thing. In a distressing situation, what they did was they laid hands on her and they prayed for her. And two of them had visions. One had a vision that a giant hand had caught me. Another had a vision that a giant hand had caught me, and another hand had covered me.
Rescuers found Danny in that ginger patch. From the angle he fell, his body should have hit the road. But when they tried to grab Danny, he fell again, another 100 feet.
All right, let's take a look on the other side where you fell. I mean, that is incredible. And to survive that isn't truly a miracle of God. Look at this. You landed right down there.
That's right. The rescue guys had to rappel down. A helicopter had to come to shine the light. But to their surprise, when they found me, I was sitting up and moaning, literally squirming in my blood. You know, there's a passage in Ezekiel that says, when I passed by you and saw you squirming in your blood, I said to you, while you were in your blood, live.
But Danny Yamashiro was not expected to live. He spent more than a week in a coma, and as recovery stretched into months, it became increasingly clear to Danny why he had been spared.
I could hear in my spirit, it wasn't an audible voice, but I knew in my spirit that the Lord was calling me. He said, Danny, I saved you to tell people, wherever I send you, about the love and hope and purpose that is found through Jesus Christ.
Would you join me in giving a warm New Hope Windward welcome to Dr. and Pastor Danny Yamashiro.
Happy New Year. God bless you in 2011. What a privilege it is for me to be here on this, the first Sunday of 2011, really the first Sunday of your decade of destiny, New Hope Windward's decade of destiny. You know, God, I think about Pastor Dave, and I think about how God repositioned him and how he was repositioned for God's destiny about 10 years ago. And God led him and his family here to serve at New Hope Windward. And through the years, through your obedience to God's plan, the growth that has taken place, the impact that you're having on the Windward side of Oahu and across the state and all over the world, how God is using you. And God has a purpose for you individually as well as corporately, together as a body of believers. But there's something Pastor Dave mentioned, that we're in a small group together. And one of the things that we can find when we're together is a small, select group of us, we're really close. And I can tell you this about your pastor. Your pastor, Pastor Dave Barr, He really loves you. And he thinks about the church. He talks about the church. And you can feel the love that he has for New Hope Windward. So you're blessed. You're blessed to have Pastor Dave Barr as your pastor. One word that God doesn't have in his vocabulary is the word oops. Yeah, no oops when it comes to God. We say oops from time to time, but not God. Because God is a God of purpose, a God of destiny. There are no mistakes with God. And you're here for a purpose. This is a divine moment. The fact that you're here, whatever situation you're in coming today, whatever you're facing, God has you here for a purpose. He has a message just for you. It's to speak to your heart just for you. Now let me give you a quick glimpse of what we're going to do. You saw the DVD. I'll refer back to it periodically. But I'm here, really, sent by God today to help you reposition for his destiny this year. And I'm going to share three basic insights, reposition insights, I call them, to help you to get ready for that. Every day, I wake up, I look at my reflection in the mirror, and the scars on my face whisper the story of my past, and I remember why. December 22nd, 1985, I took the 16-year-old girl I was dating. I had just turned 18. I was a senior in high school. We went up to the Pali, climbed up the back of the ridge of the lookout. If you go to the Pali, everybody here knows, right? Pali lookout. Imagine with me now, looking over the lookout. Turn your head back and you'll see a ridge that goes up about 300 feet high. We climbed up the back of the ridge up to the point where we were literally scaling the sides of the ridge, a straight vertical climb like Spider-Man and Spider-Woman. I was climbing above her. I was 10 feet from the top when she apparently grabbed onto one of the roots or rocks that I had loosened, and she fell 20 feet below me. It was in my attempt to go down and rescue her that I slipped and fell headfirst 300 feet. And I apparently hit my head on a rock at least once because it tore my scalp off. It was shredded open. How many of you had banana pancakes for breakfast this morning? Anybody had bananas with your Frosted Flakes like I do from time to time? Well, anytime you open up a banana peel, then you can remember me. Don't remember me. Don't remember that. Remember that God saved a guy whose head and scalp was like a banana peel. But you could see the cracks in my skull. My organs were smashed. My left ankle was shattered. And I was stranded. Now, my girlfriend at the time, she has her own unique story to tell of how God let her down. But you know, the sun goes down early during the winter time, right? And there are no lights at the Pali lookout. Well, she made her way down to the bottom of the old Pali road and was running up. It's about 400 yards, running up to the lookout uphill, screaming for help. Now, who goes to the lookout at night? Especially if you grow up in Hawaii and you hear the stories, right? There's a lot of superstition that goes on and you don't go to the Pali at night. Well, somebody forgot to tell these young Christian missionaries, because earlier in the day while they were praying, this group from an organization called Youth with a Mission, earlier in the day they were praying and they felt the Holy Spirit tell them, go to the mountain and pray. So they were preparing to go to go up to the lookout and pray. They talked to their, the team captain called their, his superior, who said, no, you can't go. You are, we are youth with a mission. It's Sunday night. You should be at Waikiki or Fort Street Mall or Hotel Street passing out tracts, doing evangelism. But the captain persisted. And he said, no, we really believe God wants us to go. So they got to go. That's why, of all nights, on this night, they were singing worship songs in the dark at the Poly Lookout, and they heard the faint cries of a 16-year-old girl frantically, my boyfriend, screaming for help. Legs all cut up and bleeding, soaking wet, and they didn't panic. They did what we should all do in a time of distress. They laid hands and they prayed for her, that God would show her where I was. They didn't even know where I was. And while they were praying, one of them said, I see a vision. I see a vision of a giant hand has caught him. And another one said, I see that same vision. I see another hand has covered him. They prayed. In the meantime, the captain went to the emergency telephone. This was before the days of cell phones. And he called the dispatch, and the dispatch said, oh, what? Phil, where? Oh, okay. We'll send the team tomorrow to go pick up the body. Nobody can survive having fallen that far. But the team captain persisted. He said, no, you have to come. I believe he's still alive. God would not have sent us here to let him die. Well, through his persistence, he described what had all happened. They ended up sending a rescue team. That's what you saw on the DVD. You know, they couldn't just reach over and grab me. So the rescue men had to try to grab hold of the sides of the mountain and try to stop me from moving so that I wouldn't fall again. That's when they caught it all on television. That's how a lot of my family and friends found out about what happened. They were watching the news and they saw it. I like to say that I was one of the first guys to be on reality TV. They were just about ready to grab hold of me. And I moved. And I fell another 100 feet.
Well, that's part of the story. And of course, when we come back, you'll hear the rest of it. As I shared it at a New Year's service, January 2nd, the first Sunday of 2011 at New Hope Windward with Senior Pastor Dave Barr and his congregation. Reposition yourself for God's blessings. That's where we're headed in that message. I just thought, you know, it blessed so many people there. And I've shared that message in other places, blessed others as well. And I thought, maybe this would be a great time for you to experience a lift up, you know, a boost. We all need that from time to time. When we come back from our break, we'll hear more. And then, of course, some reflections. Just you and me, our time together. Okay, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. A perfect gift this Christmas. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
What do I need to do to reposition myself to get in a new place so that I'm changed and my situation changes and God is able to move in my life in a way that I've been wanting him to move, and maybe even beyond that. Divine surprises, you know, they come as we reposition ourselves for God's blessing. Well, this is the Good Life Hawaii radio show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. If you're tuning in right now, this is a special program. I'm incorporating a message that I gave on January, the first Sunday of the year, 2011. I gave a message at New Hope Windward at the invitation of Pastor Dave Barr, and it really blessed a lot of people. And as I've given that message in other places, you know, some of the same things have happened. People feeling extreme hope. They've been renewed. They've been, in some instances, convicted in a good way that related to change that resulted in their lives being impacted. I want to give a big mahalo to Dr. Calvin Oishi, the orthopedic surgeon, as well as dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, part of our corporate partners of the Good Life Hawaii radio show. And also, I would like to thank those of you who have really stepped out and given to the Good Life Hawaii radio show, because it is a listener-supported program. I know I mentioned our corporate partners and our church partners, but it's the listeners like yourselves. If the Lord has touched you, blessed you, you've been encouraged, and you've given, I want to thank you for that. And if you haven't and are contemplating that, then take a step of faith. It will be a blessing not only to you, I believe, but a blessing to others as well. Well, we're going back now to this message. It's entitled Reposition Yourself for God's Blessings. The message in its entirety, of course, is available at thegoodlifehawaii.org. And the video that was shown earlier about the actual footage of my fall is available at dannyyamashiro.org. Here's more of that message. Take it in.
What about what happened? They were watching the news and they saw it. I like to say that I was one of the first guys to be on reality TV. They were just about ready to grab hold of me. And I moved. And I fell another 100 feet. Now they really had to go down and, you know, they had to rappel down. The helicopter had to come to shine the light. They were looking for blades of grass that were laying flat, which would indicate that something heavy or my body was there. To their surprise, when they found me, I was sitting up. I had lost so much blood. You know, my scalp was open that whole time, and blood was just draining out. Thank God I was sitting up. Airlifted me, took me to, at the time it was St. Francis Hospital. I spent 6 hours in emergency surgery. The head nurse at St. Francis came in, and she, with a tweezer and a scrub brush and soap, was literally plucking out blades of grass and removing pebbles and scrubbing out the dirt out of my open scalp to prevent infection, which of course was inevitable. My head was so badly infected. I needed 9 units of blood for my blood transfusion. They didn't even bother to do anything with my shattered ankle, just put a splint on there and wrap me up basically to let my family see me for the last time. Because it was on the news and the whole floor was packed with people, and they moved me into the critical care unit after emergency surgery and let my family see me. It was almost like let the family see him for the last time. You know, I'm the youngest of 4 children. My mom and my dad, you know, they had it all planned well. Every 2 years they had a child. And then all of a sudden, you know, 8 years went by and Danny arrived. I surprised him. I'm the baby. My mom is a Hawaiian Chinese lady, and she really spoiled me. I was the kid who my mom used to buy a lot of ice cream because she would tell my sister, would say, "How come you buy so much ice cream?" She would say, "Well, he needs his calcium somehow." She knew I loved popsicles. She would pack the freezer with popsicles, but I was the guy. I eat them all. You know, I eat all the popsicles. I put the empty box back in the freezer. And my mom, local style, you know, they would complain, and she would just say, be quiet. He's my baby. I do what I want with him. And that's why when she saw me, they said, "Mrs. Yamashiro, he's not going to look like how you remember him." And sure enough, when she saw me, I was completely unrecognizable. My head was literally the size of a basketball. My skin was stretched so tight, it was glimmering in the light. My eyes were like slits. And you say, "Well, Danny, they're still kind of like slits." Well, it was worse. Tubes in everywhere. Needles in everywhere. And this is what you would have heard if you came into the room. I couldn't even breathe on my own. They didn't give my parents much hope. The extent of my brain trauma, the head injury, was so extensive. If he does survive, surely, they said, he would be a vegetable for the rest of his life, requiring 24-hour care. Interestingly, the captain of the rescue went back the next day to look at everything in broad daylight. And he came back, he told my parents, as far as I know, you know, he don't even know if he was a believer or anything like that. But he came back, and this is what he said. He said, "Mr. and Mrs. Yamashiro, I went back today, and I looked at where your son fell, the way the mountain is shaped, his body weight and his momentum. It's impossible for him to have landed in that patch of ginger plants where he landed." He said, "You know, the only way I can describe it is it's like a giant hand caught him and placed him there." If you would have seen my head, it was like someone got a gun, and just shot me square in the middle of my head, because there was a black hole right there in the middle. The skin was all dead. There was no blood circulation. And so the plastic surgeon had to come in and open everything back up and create some circulation in order to do his plastic surgery, to sew my scalp back together and cover up that hole. But they couldn't put me under because of the extent of my head injury, so they just tried to sedate me to make me go to sleep. But he came late from his surgery at Queens, and by the time he came, I was already starting to wake up. And this is what I woke up to. My eyes fluttering. My doctor gently taps me, says, "Oh, Danny, you're going to be okay. Relax. Go back to sleep." Well, they did. They got the blood circulating again, but this is what they had to do. They had to stretch my skin to cover up the hole, to pull the skin flap down and pull this part up. to sew it all together. How many of you like to eat sushi? Huh? How about genki sushi? Have you ever seen the genki sushi man? His eyebrows like that? That's exactly how my eyebrows look. Just like that. Well, by the time I left the hospital, I had 70 stitches just on my scalp alone. 130 stitches total all over my body. Screws in my ankle. And the day came when I was finally going to unwrap. I was like an Arab sheik with this turban on, of gauze on my head. And I was there, and we lived in a condo in Salt Lake. My mom standing in the doorway of our Salt Lake condo. And I'm leaning over the bathroom countertop. And I hadn't seen it. And I was going to see it for the first time. And I started unwrapping the gauze, looking to see what I would look like. And I could begin to see the faint view of what looked like these tiny little black knots of thread that were so tightly put together. And they were like railroad tracks all throughout my scalp, zigzag crossing all throughout my scalp. And then there were little fuzzy patches of hair that were growing in sections. And my mom, as she was watching, tears welling up in her eyes, she said, "Oh, Dan, you okay? You gonna be okay?" And I said, "Okay." You know, I was 120 pounds. Big difference from I was 165, 170 when I was playing football. Far cry from being one of the team captains of my varsity football team. Far cry from being a prom king. There I was, a decrepit guy, leaning over. I could barely keep myself up, 120 pounds, unwrapping my bandages. And I could see this. And my mom looked at me and she said, "How are you, Dan?" And I looked at her and said, "Mommy, thank God I'm alive. Thank God I'm alive." And she said, "You feel that? You feel that way?" I said, "Thank God I'm alive."
What happens when you thank God, especially in hard times? It doesn't make sense, you know. Why should I thank God when things are not going well or right or what I expect? Well, you know what? When we come back from our break, I'll explain the very essence. It's kind of like a spiritual secret of sorts in relation to God. And I think as you hear it, you'll begin to see. And I believe the Holy Spirit is really working, moving in this message. If your heart has been somewhat open, maybe the Lord will open your heart even more. But come with an open mind, open heart, and find out how gratefulness can be a real key in repositioning yourself. And then I've got some other points that I'm going to be making right out of Scripture that could be a breakthrough for you. So stay with us. We'll be back with more, okay? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waihua dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinenna Narinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. This is The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and we're presenting a special message today. It's a message that I gave on New Year's Sunday of 2011. And we're talking about repositioning yourself for God's blessings. And before our break, we're just leading into that time when I was taking the bandages off my open scalp back when I survived falling 400 feet. And what the Lord was saying to me is something that I feel can apply as a real point of encouragement to you today. It's Kulopo Painting Incorporated and Chinenen Arinaga Financial Group that allows us to be with you, along with your support, our listener-supported show, thegoodlifehawaii.org. For more information, visit us at thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, here's more from that message.
And my mom looked at me and she said, "How are you, Dan?" And I looked at her and said, "Mommy, thank God I'm alive. Thank God I'm alive." And she said, "You feel that? You feel that way?" I said, "Thank God I'm alive." Today, I give you reposition insight number one to help you. 2011, be grateful. Be grateful. Gratefulness in tough times helps anchor your relationship with Christ and resets you for God-sized surprises in life. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Now you say, "Danny, that's a strange way to respond after going through that ordeal and looking the way you looked." And you're right, it is strange. It's odd. I think it has to do partly with something my dad planted in my heart when I was a child. He would always say, "Thank God in all circumstances." But it's so unnatural to thank God when times are tough. But this is the point here. And listen very carefully to this. This distinguishes the follower of Jesus Christ. You see, everybody can be grateful when things are going good, when life is great. But man, when you hit the skids, when you hit those bumps on the road and you feel like you're at a dead end, and things that you didn't expect to happen, how do you respond to God at that point in your life? And I think, you know, if you ever wanted to distinguish yourself as a Christian, there are so many Christians all over. Be the Christian that when you're struggling, you say, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I bless you, Lord, in this time." You know, of so many people, I think I have this vision of like God looking and saying, Whoa, that one. That one over there. Man, I remove some things or allow things to take place in their life, and they're still thanking me. Whew. Now I ask you this. How do you think God will respond to somebody like that in terms of the relationship? You think God will feel like he can trust you? That one. That one's a loyal one. I can trust that one. Do you think God would have some breakthrough opportunities for you, in store for you, when he sees your faithfulness to him, your grateful heart, even in the midst of that? Because that says, God, I'm thankful because even though everything around looks opposite of positive, I still thank you. I still thank you. Reposition yourself for 2011 by being grateful. You know, God is into the details of your life. And he's doing something in you in the process. Now, here's what happened. A few months after my fall, I was recovering. A few months later, I was driving over the Pali and looked at those mountains that almost engulfed my life. And I heard the Spirit of God speak to me, not in an audible voice, but in my spirit. Danny, I saved you to go wherever I send you to tell people about the love and hope and purpose that is found in Jesus Christ. I remember going home and my dad, who led me to Christ when I was 8, I said, Dad, lead me in prayer again. And in my prayer, I said, Lord, if you can make something out of a broken person like me, have your way. I'll go wherever you want me to go. I'll say whatever you want me to say. I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll be whatever you want me to be. And you might say, wow, is that the beginning of your ramping up in life? I would say, well, no. Things got worse. Worse. I had an emotional breakdown. And that was the beginning of 3.5 years of very deep, dark depression. That's 42 months of depression. Many times of those years, I lived like a hermit. Very different. My social life was very odd and, you know, hard to be around. Just a confused, disillusioned guy. But it was during that time that God was doing a work. So I would say this, reposition insight number 2, be hopeful. Isaiah chapter 43 verses 18 and 19 says this, do not call to mind the former things or ponder things of the past. For behold, God says, I will do something new. Now it shall spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So it was for me, at that time, the Lord had already called me, and I had these grand visions of ministering to many people, because that's why God saved me. But I was such a wreck, there were times when I think, God, why am I still here? Why didn't you just take me? Why didn't you just take me? Here I am, feeling so lonely, misunderstood, you know. I'm so far away from what I think. My roommates in college, they used to say, Danny, we heard you preaching in your sleep again last night. Because I kept seeing this. But I was so far away from that. But you know, God was saying something. He was saying, in the midst of that time, I drew really close to him. And this is what I felt the Lord say to me. He said, my boy, one day I'm going to release you. And you know how valuable that time of intimacy was with God? During that time when I drew close to God, and it was a time of a lot of solitude. But God anchored me in that, and he gave me this word. He said, be hopeful. Be hopeful. And as I look at you today, I wonder if there's anybody here who feels like they have been put on the shelf. That your dreams that you once had, that once so vibrantly flowed out of you and you were able to express it, suddenly you feel like it's not happening anymore, nothing's going on, and you're losing hope. And you think God has turned to look somewhere else, that God is no longer interested, and someone's going to take your place, and you feel like you've missed it. Well, God sent me here today to remind you to be hopeful. And God is preparing you right in the situation that you're in. Did you know that if we want to shoot an arrow really far, you got to not only lift it up, but you've got to pull back even more. And sometimes what God does with us to launch us further, He pulls us back under the radar. And for years, I've had to go, quote-unquote, under the radar because God was doing some internal work inside. And God is wise because He doesn't want to put us out there and we really don't have the infrastructure for it. We don't have the substance for it because we haven't been tested and gone through. But in His time, when He releases us, we are ready for what He has for us. And so I'm here just to remind you, heart to heart, be hopeful. Be hopeful.
When we come back from our break, I'm going to be going and just giving you the last point of the message and really concluding the message with a word of encouragement and hope to you. You know, the marvel of the Lord's work in our lives is that He takes us right where we are in the difficult times, and He helps us make sense of it. That's the value of really spending good time in the Word and hearing the Word of God taught and preached. Not only gives you a temporary hope, but equips you as to how to make sense of life. And we all need that from time to time. Some of us, of course, much more than others. But I'm wondering if it could just be something that will enrich you today. When we come back from our break, we'll hear the rest of the message and some closing thoughts. You know, you're really special to the Lord, and you're special to me and to all of us here at the Good Life Hawaii radio show. And because of that, even at this time in your life, you are not alone. The Lord sends us through radio waves, through the internet, to remind you of His love, His presence, and that there is hope for you. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
I'm looking for a great gift idea this Christmas. Something that's useful all year, will inspire the person I give it to, and at the same time, improve the quality of their life.
Have you heard about Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge? He shares over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from many influential leaders, business owners, sports personalities, entertainers, and innovators.
I'd love to share something so valuable it will give people insights for living on topics like relationships, teamwork, leadership, family, love, hope. He has a special way of presenting Christ's love in his books.
You'll get all that and much more with Danny Yamashiro's book, Winner's Edge. Get it at your nearest bookstore or as an ebook on Amazon Kindle. And while you're at it, get his book, Paradise Calls, his miraculous survival story, also in ebook.
And remember to listen to him and his guests weekdays on the Good Life Hawaii radio show at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight on 99.5 KGU FM.
Get more information about Danny and his books at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700-998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709.
online. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Be grateful, be hopeful. Gosh, those are great words of encouragement, I think, to all of us. But in the context of where we're living right now, I think that gives us an extra oomph as to how we need to realize the blessing of that and in the midst of what we're going through. So here's the rest of my message from New Hope Windward, January 2nd, the first Sunday of 2011. Here it is for you.
We don't have the substance for it because we haven't been tested and gone through. But in his time, when he releases us, we are ready for what he has for us. And so I'm here just to remind you, heart to heart, be hopeful. Be hopeful. And embrace your place in life right now. Whether it's in a financial situation, a career situation, a relational situation, embrace that. Because God is working and shaping you even now. How do you prepare for your destiny in 2011? Be hopeful. Now remember, I told you I was called to preach, right? Well, I came back after my breakdown. I came back to Hawaii. I went to one of the universities. I'm not going to mention the name. One of the universities in Hawaii. And I took a speech class. And the last day of my speech class, my speech professor, her last words to me as she walks out the door, she turns and she looks back at me and she says, and by the way, Danny, if I were you, I would not choose a profession that would require public speaking. Oh, she's a PhD, doctor in speech and communication. What voice am I going to listen to? Her or what God spoke to me in Luke chapter 4 when I read that, Jesus speaking of himself, and the Lord just said, that's for you too. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are downtrodden, those who are depressed and low, and to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. Whose voice am I going to listen to? Well, I decided to listen to the Lord's voice and his calling, and you know what? I just went back to work every day, work on my calling, speak to people, whether one-on-one, small groups, invitations, just take these invitations, not big groups, not in great churches like New Hope Windward, but just small places, week after week. Some opportunities I made on my own, some were given to me, but just worked at it. Week after week, day after day, year after year. Galatians 5:22 says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. Reposition insight number 3, be faithful. Be faithful. Sometimes we become so discouraged. And you know what the best word of hope is at a time like that? Be faithful. Be faithful. It's like the Chinese bamboo. You plant it, plant the seed, you water it, you fertilize it. One whole year, you're all excited. It's going to grow. It's going to grow. Nothing happens. Second year, you do the same thing. Water it, fertilize it. You're looking with anticipation. Nothing happens. Third year, you do the same thing. And now you're getting discouraged. And you're thinking, What's going on? By the fourth year, you still water and fertilize it, but you're thinking in the back of your mind, the thing is dead. But something in you, you keep going. You water it, you fertilize it. And in the fifth year, it seems like nothing happens. All of a sudden, it grows 90 feet in 6 weeks. Be faithful. You're closer than you think. You get that? I give you three insights today to reposition yourself for God's destiny in 2011, for the next decade. Be grateful. Be hopeful. And be faithful. Years ago, I read a book by renowned motivational speaker Zig Ziglar. The book is titled See You at the Top. And in the opening pages, there's a quote. It goes like this. God said to build a better world. And I said, how? The world is such a cold, dark place and complicated now. And I'm so young and useless, there's nothing I can do. But God, in all His wisdom, said, just build a better you. Today, my purpose has been to help you in that process. In your time of need, or whatever it is you're going through, know that God is your only hope. So let God be your only hope. In the next few days, you're going to be hearing more stories. This is a special message that was given. I think it applies to you today as it applies to me. 1 Chronicles 16:8 says, give praise to the Lord, proclaim His name, make known about the nations what He has done. It's always a blessing to be with you. It's been a special program of this message that I've given. Reposition yourself for God's blessings. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org for more. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.